Okay, so this is Tom Jacobs, and what I do is I'm an instructor, a medium, and a channel. And what I make myself available to do is to help people connect more consciously with their souls, with the mission that their souls have set in motion, that then their lives are reflections of. And my relationship with this Ascended Master, Jehudi, who's also known as Thoth or Thoth, and also Saint Germain and Merlin, and sometimes other names, began about 6 years ago when he started tutoring me in astrology about soul. I was not satisfied with what I was learning from human astrologers. It was great, it just wasn't enough. And so I said, if there are any benevolent beings floating around out there who might help me out, that would be great. And this is the guy that came forward to help me with that. So I will let him introduce himself when he starts coming through in a moment. The only other note to give you, I guess, is that he refers to me as Seth, and he likes to bring me in. I'm sort of his teaching assistant in some ways. So when he starts talking about Seth or the channel Seth, that's me, just so you're aware. I'm going to take a moment and, so to speak, get out of the way, and then let him introduce himself, and then he'll introduce the topic, and we'll be officially underway. So just hold on 1 minute, please. Hello, this is the Ascended Master Jehudi speaking to you today. I'd like to introduce myself. You refer to a group of beings called Ascended Masters, and yet I wish that you become very clear that all of these beings are essentially just like you, yet the mission that they sign up for includes being available, while not embodied, to support humans who are embodied. So to speak, outside of the game space of human life on Earth in the space-time dimension. The commitment that I have made is to support humans in evolving in any way that they require. All humans make all sorts of choices, and every choice is an expression of divine will. Every choice is an expression of divine power, and I'm available to any human who asks for support in evolving the divine consciousness through making choices. As such, I will respond to any human who asks me questions, including you. Once this call is over, you will be able to access the recording and thereby connect to the vibration that I carry. And yet you can also, in your own meditative practice, contact me. And when you feel sufficiently comfortable with this vibration, you will be able to hear the responses that I can offer you in response to your questions. The channel Seth is offering these calls on a regular basis and also events in person at different times in order to provide people the opportunity to spend time with this level of vibration, because it is time that your consciousness be tuned up. It is time that you learn to see the bird's eye view on why you have created your life to be the way it is. So as we turn to the topic of today, which is boundaries, what I will be sharing with you is a bird's eye perspective, which is a spiritual perspective, which centers on the fact that you are energetic beings having human experiences and creating the world around you. Everything that you experience in your life is an expression of your divine will. When it comes to boundaries, all that you experience within your relationships reflects what it is that you are energetically available for. Our departure point today for this exploration of boundaries from the bird's eye view is that there is no experience that you have had with another person that does not reflect what you need to learn. What happens is it is very easy and, in fact, tempting and seductive to view what happens to you as the result of somebody making a choice and acting upon you. And this is fine from the standpoint of looking at the world and life and others through your human eyes. And yet, it is time that you learn to see everything through your spiritual eyes. Once you do this, you will be connected to your soul in a conscious way. You will understand everything that you have created and why you have created it. You will be able to take responsibility for having created it. And you can then choose to have peace about your creation, accepting the lessons you have set out to learn that you have created for yourself as divine intelligence, learning how to be human, which is, by the way, the entire point of you being here. It is so that you, as divinity, as source, as divine intelligence, as a portion of all that is, can learn about yourself with others. So then boundaries, this topic becomes very important. The entire history of humanity has been spent perceiving that things happen to you, and yet you are constantly issuing energetic commands to the universe about how it should treat you. I often speak of this in terms of saying what it is that you are available to experience. The conception of boundaries that is prevalent on Earth in the human mind is that you draw a line around you and you say, nobody can cross this line. This is what's okay. This is what's not okay. And then you are, in some manner of speaking, bouncing off other people, and they are bouncing off of you. And you say, wait a minute. Somebody just crossed my boundary. And you become enraged, incensed, and you are hurt. The only way that a person could have crossed the line that you created is because you are issuing an energetic command that overrides whatever boundary you have put in place. And when you read about a call with an ascended master about boundaries, consider how that struck you. Consider what went through your mind about what boundaries are and what somebody such as myself could possibly say to you about them. It is not likely that many hearing this information will be expecting to hear that you are constantly emitting energetic commands through the energies that you carry in your field and your consciousness that create all of the situations that seem transgressions to your boundaries. So the present model that is in place in many minds is that you say, you can do this to me and you can't do this to me. As you learn more about yourself as an energetic being, which is what I hope to teach you, by the perspective I intend to share with you and to support you in grounding into. Your perspective changes to, all that I have experienced is a reflection of what I am available for. So I invite you to look at what you are experiencing that is uncomfortable with others, whether they are disrespecting you or not seeing you clearly or anything else. Or they are perhaps behaving aggressively towards you in ways that hurt you, make you feel uncomfortable and unhappy. Look at all of what you are experiencing and become willing to see what kind of energetic command could be behind this. For example, a woman who feels disrespected. The energetic command that is being issued is, I expect to be disrespected. Now I put on each of you the responsibility for these creations, for these broadcasts that you emit constantly. Yet putting responsibility on you does not equate to an invitation to judge yourself for having created difficult or painful scenarios for you to experience. I wish to present you with a model of you as a divine creator, as a powerful being, setting up the lessons that soul needs to experience in order that it, and thereby the entirety of the divine intelligence, or all that is, or divine source, learn about itself. So when I say this woman is responsible for being disrespected, it is not to judge her. It is not to put any shame or blame upon her shoulders. It's to say that as an energetic being, she is just as powerful as everybody else. She is set an agenda by her beliefs. And then she is drawing people to her to manifest those beliefs. So a woman who feels disrespected might feel anger, might feel hurt. She might even feel guilt for having done something she believes may have caused this. Something she is feeling. What is going on in your energy fields is this, that there are feelings attached to beliefs. Then the beliefs are manifested in your relationships. And then you perpetuate the feeling. You feel it again. Each and every one of you has an idea, or we could even say a list, of situations you have been through where you feel that your boundaries have been violated in some way, whether major or minor, or a mix of major and minor. And yet even minor ones add up over time and cause you to feel pain. Because why would this have to happen? Why would this be happening? Why would life, why would these people, why would the universe, why would God or Goddess treat me in this way? So we must look at the energetic commands in play. Now, because you are feeling, and because there are beliefs attached to these feelings, you must commit to stepping back from the feeling. Acknowledge it. Be with it, explore it, honor it, and yet say, yes, I really have a strong emotional reaction to this situation, this kind of situation. Great, that's what it is. And then choose to get grounded through some sort of meditative practice and step back and say, and, yeah, I have this feeling. Why am I creating this? What possible end could it serve? What is the belief in my energy field that contributes to this, that creates this dynamic? And when you see what that belief is, and you understand that it is the creation of soul, then you can choose to put your creative energies to work in a more conscious way. I'm going to keep continuing to backtrack to the prevalent model of boundaries and give you different examples. So if you think that you have a line, then that you have been very clear about this line, and somebody crosses this line and you feel offended or violated, and you think, this person has done something wrong to me. There are different sorts of responses. One is to rise up in anger. One is to feel disempowered and perhaps, in a way, cower. Another is to internalize this breach of your space whether emotional, physical, or mental, et cetera, and internalize the feeling of trauma that comes with it. And these are all options for you. Anger, fear, internalizing trauma. Going forward, after this exploration we are doing today of boundaries, you will not experience this in the same way. You will understand that you have an option to see everything that feels violating to you in some way, mental, physical, emotional, etc., as a reflection of what is going on in your energy field. So, feel what is happening. Let it be what it is. If you have a response about fear, shame, guilt, anger, do not judge this. Commit to creating a space within you to explore it in a more conscious way once you feel you can ground the emotions. Meaning, something happens on Tuesday morning. You are on your way to work. You are at the grocery store. Something happens, minor or major. And you are filled with one of these feelings. Anger, disempowerment, etc. Choose now, which is to say commit now, to remembering what I am telling you. And this feeling is there. It is there for 5 minutes. It is there for 2 hours. It is there for 3 days. And you say, yes, this is the feeling that I have. And then look at what could possibly be happening in your energy field that could be creating this. Because you, even when you are angry, even when you are feeling disempowered because somebody has stepped on you or crossed a line in some way, you are just as powerful a divine creator as every other being. I wish to offer you some insight into observing the situations and interpreting the kind of belief that is behind the situation that has created it and drawn the person to you who leaves you feeling in some way violated. Let us say it is a woman who is being disrespected. Let us say she asks something of her partner, and the partner does it differently. And she was very clear and very settled in being clear, very rested in asking for the thing with clarity. And it comes to her different, and it could have come to her precisely as she asked. So what is it that is happening in her energy field? Regardless of what response she feels, anger, disempowerment, etc. How can we understand what this energetic command that is being issued in her system is? Which is to say, how can we, so to speak, root through the footlocker of emotional baggage? This locker is filled with baggage. Get that image. This locker is filled with bags, full of things, full of emotions from the past, which have beliefs tied to them. As you are familiar with the work that Seth does with evolutionary astrology or karmic astrology, you will recognize some of this material as we talk about karma in that way of understanding life, astrology as a language of life. But the basic idea without astrology is that when you have difficult emotions, you assign a belief to why it happened. And this persists through your energy field throughout many lives lived all along the Earth timeline, as you would say past lives, and I say the other lives of your soul lived along the Earth timeline. There is a distinction because it is all happening all at once. And as you as humans open to this multidimensional perspective on yourselves, your understanding of history will change. You will be able to see all of your passions and triumphs and challenges and dilemmas are happening in all of your soul's lives. And you will then understand the import of working with any of them now, because they change your experience of soul throughout all these different lives, your soul's experience. So how can we dig through this footlocker filled with baggage, filled with these beliefs tied to emotions? The first thing to do is to ask this woman, why would this be happening? What do you think is happening? She says, I'm being disrespected. And then you say, why do you think this is happening? And many times humans will respond with, I don't know. And when you do this with yourself, or you do this with others, you have to say, I will not accept I don't know as an answer. You do know. Take a moment. Feel into it. I want to hear why you think it's happening. And when the person trusts that it is all right, including you, we're talking about subpersonalities within you, when these parts of you feel they will be heard, they will speak. These parts of you, these subpersonalities, in some cases, subpersonalities that are in fact personas from your soul's other lives, which is to say your past lives. Why is this happening? I'm being disrespected. Why would people want to disrespect you? And you have to go through this chain of questions. You have to keep asking why until you hit something that is true. You will feel it vibrate as true. You will know there are no more questions to ask because the nugget, the kernel of truth has been identified. And the energy in the person, whether this is a subpersonality within you or somebody you are dialoguing with, the energy of the person will change once the truth is spoken. So this woman might say, I'm disrespected because they do not love me. And then you say, why would they not love you? And she might say, because I'm not good enough. Or she might say, because they keep telling me I'm not good enough. Well, now this is the core belief. I'm either not good enough, or their opinion that I'm not good enough is more important than my opinion that I am or might be. I'm going to invite each and every one of you to make some notes for yourself about what I'm speaking here today. You will have the recording sent to you over email. But I want for you to pick a situation in your life where you feel that your boundary has been crossed. This could be recent. This could be from a decade ago. It could be from your childhood. It does not matter when in your life this issue happened. And I want you to take back, so to speak, the power from the other person of having seemed to have violated you. And I want you to take it back and say, this is my creation. I choose to see into why this has been created, why I have energetically commanded the universe to respond to me in this way. There is a wide variety of possibilities that you will unearth, but again, there is a core belief that manifests each violation, each crossing of a line. So that is your homework. That is your homework. And that is the first section of the call. Now I wish to move on. Based on all of that, given that we have now said all of this, I wish for you to understand how to change how boundaries function in your life. I said earlier that it is a function of an energetic command, and that things that you are not conscious of are being manifested around you, and you are feeling victimized. So you must, you have already figured out because you are clever, change the commands that you issue. The first step is what I have covered thus far, doing this homework I've invited you to do. The second step is understanding that these parts of you carry beliefs, Once you, as an aside, once you go through this process with one situation, you may move on to do this process with more situations. It will be very fruitful for you to apply this perspective to many situations in your life. It will become easier and easier as you take responsibility for one dynamic that has caused you pain. It will become easier for you to take responsibility for the others. The ones in the beginning are the hardest because you will tend to gravitate towards situations and dynamics that were deeply impactful. But after time, you will feel practiced, and you will find minor interactions in the dairy case or next to, unless you like being in the dairy case, next to the dairy case in the grocery store where there's a boundary issue, there's a personal space issue with a stranger, and you will see it in a different light, and it will not be able to bother you because you are able to understand why you create such dynamics. So once you have an understanding, so to speak, of how different parts of you are wired with the emotions they have attached to beliefs, when I am, for example, with the woman who was being disrespected, now we could say that the belief is that even when she believes in herself, nobody else will, or somebody says she's not good enough and she chose to believe it because she felt overpowered, this kind of I'm not good enough thing, regardless of the source. Once this woman understands this part of herself, she is able to detach from this part's emotions. So when she is in some situation, instead of fearing that she will be disrespected, she has the perspective that, yeah, there's a part of me that seems to expect being disrespected for this reason, and I have cataloged this because I did the fun homework that Yehudi offered me on that call. The home play. Let us call it home play. So I understand what this part wants and needs. I understand how this part has a big red button on his or her sleeve, on his or her heart, that sets off this emotion, this pain that has been experienced in the past and that had a belief attached to it about why it happened. And let me say that for this woman who feels disrespected by her partner, who asked for a very specific thing that was very easy to provide and it was modified before it came back to her, and she received something she did not ask for and felt disrespected. Why she thinks this happens is the key to everything. Because the truth is, it happened because, well, let us start this way. It did not happen because he does not care, this partner doesn't care. It happens because she is broadcasting, I believe you will not respect me. And he unwittingly complies. Now, he has a part in this scenario. He has responsibility for his actions too. But the reason that he behaves the way he does fits with what she is creating, what she, as a powerful, divine, creative being, is manifesting in the world around her. Now, his part in it is that he just doesn't really pay attention, or he has an idea of what is better than what she has asked for, disregarding the reasons she has asked for it. But he might feel that he has a better idea. So for her to understand this belief is everything. Why has this happened? Well, what has really happened? And becoming clear about that. So this is adding to your home play on this topic. Now, once you have done all this, then you sit down and you say, yes, these parts of me have these beliefs that I can change. And what is it that I want to experience? And when you put your conscious awareness on what you want to experience, more of it comes to you. There is an interim period where you still may manifest the thing that feels violating your boundary. And you must go through this process of saying, yes, these parts have beliefs. What am I learning? What have I created? This thing. And eventually, you get to the place where you can sit down and, with clarity, with an open mind, with a clear heart, and grounded, this is the emphatic word, grounded, emphasizing this concept, connect to the earth, get in your body, open your chakras, and connect to the earth so that you can be clear and intentional in your body, because this body is the site of your divine creation that is your life. This is the vehicle through which it all happens. So when you are in your body and clear and grounded, you sit down and you say, I'm available to experience respect in my relationships, using the example of the woman who felt disrespected. She is to make an affirmative statement of what she is available for. Now, when she says that, if she draws the opposite experience, she must recognize parts of her still believe she will not be respected. So there is this element here of calling forth the part of you that can get grounded and clear, and giving this part of you the wheel of the situation, appointing this part of you to drive. And these other parts, instead of how they run all up and down the aisles of this school bus, which is your consciousness, they start to begin to take their seats, because there is a grounded person who is driving the bus. And the spitballs stop flying, and the paper airplanes, and the spilling everything, and the rolling around in the aisles, and the horseplay and all the throughout the bus ceases, because there is somebody who is grounded who is driving the bus. There's somebody who is clear about the intention and direction. So you say, I'm available to experience respect within my relationships. And the universe says, oh, look at her. She's ready to take responsibility for her creation, for all she has created, for the fact that she cannot help but create, because she is a divine being, an energetic being, issuing commands constantly about what she will experience. Now she is more intentional. Let's start to bend over backwards and conspire to support her in learning this lesson. And isn't it wonderful that she is now more conscious? She is willing to be intentional about this, because she has the entire time been learning and has felt out of control. And this is a major point to speak about here. This is the beginning of the third portion of our call. I'm dividing this so you can see the steps in the process. The first step being looking at the history, taking a catalog, cataloging the inventory of parts of you. The second step, getting intentional, getting grounded, and then setting intentions. That creates boundaries. And the third step is to adjust to being conscious of your creative power as a divine being. Your entire life you have done it. Every single one of your soul's lives you have been doing this. 24/7. Everything that you have experienced serves to teach you a lesson and is a creation so that you can learn that lesson. So this third step, yeah, I'm a divine creator, and everything that I think and believe and feel creates my reality. How do I want that to look now? And when you say, as in the example of the woman we have been speaking about, I am available to experience respect in relationship. This is an expression of creative power from a divine being. Her life will change if she is committed to this command. If she is committed to remaining responsible for creating her reality. Her life cannot help but change. The relationships in which she is involved cannot help but change. Parts of her that have felt disempowered in these relationships may continue to speak, but she is now choosing to be grounded. And she can let their doubts be reflections of their fear that maybe she is not to be respected for some reason. Maybe there is something not lovable or respectable about her, not worth paying attention to. These parts will have these doubts, but she has chosen to get grounded and to be clear and to detach herself from the emotions of these parts. I hope this is clear to you. So what does she want her life to look like? She is free to decide. What I encourage you to do is to phrase all of these commands in an affirming, affirmative, positive, open way. As you will have suspected, she is not to say, I'm mad about being disrespected and I refuse to experience it anymore. But this is what humans do. I see the thing that is happening to me, and I say, no, I refuse to experience this thing you are doing to me. Well, then you are caught up in this anger, which covers over pain. And this is not helping you. This is not the solution. The solution is, as we have discussed, this process, this three-step process I've unfolded for you today. And you end up in this process with, I choose relationships based in respect. And this is where the detachment from the emotion is everything. Because parts of you want to shake their fists in the air. And parts of you want to find somebody who has lapels so you can shake them by them. And yet this is not the solution. And this is the key to the whole boundaries issue, the whole topic of boundaries. Nothing is happening to you without your energetic consent. So, you are hereby officially invited to become conscious of what energetic consents you are transmitting. At this time, I would like to open to taking some questions. If you have a question, and it can be a general question about the process I have described, or what it has brought forth in your awareness, your feelings, or it can be about a situation in your life that you are perhaps not entirely clear, given what you have heard once, without hearing the recording several times. How to move through it. And how you do this is on your telephone. You press *6, and that will unmute your phone, and you say, hi, this is my first name. I do have a question, and we will do this. And if there are more of you, then we will just, more than one of you, then we will just go in turn. So take a moment, decide if you have a question. If there are no questions, I will continue.
Okay. Hi, this is Denise. I have a question.
Yes, Denise.
I've been teaching some channeling and energy work classes, and yeah. I just want to ask Jehudi about helping me get clear on understanding what I'm creating here. People have been cutting in and telling me about how other teachers teach and how this isn't accurate. I'm creating that I need to trust what I'm teaching.
Yes. And yet there is that you are hearing this says to us that there is a part of you, you know, this model of many parts within a person is not to say that everybody is schizophrenic. It is to say that many different parts of you have different agendas and feelings and beliefs, attached emotions. So there is at least one part of you that doubts that you are either an authority or that you know what you are doing or that you really have something valuable to offer others. Which of these resonates with you? as a potential
field.
I know
what I'm doing.
Thank you. Thank you. So great. So a part of you carries a fear that you don't know what you're doing. Now the rest of you has been developing expertise. The rest of you has been very industrious. But this one part remains. Now I will tell you that at some point in your karmic journey, and it will have happened in this life in one way or another, but it is a multi-life issue for you. It is something your soul is exploring through many lives. And it is that somebody says to you, you don't know what you're doing. And part of you says, hey, maybe that person is right. So that's what you're dealing with, a part of you that carries this fear that it might turn out to be true. So can you trust yourself and let this voice of doubt be what it is? And this is the question for you. And the solution is not in addressing these people who say this to you. Do you see this, Denise?
Somewhat, but here's, well, not, sorry about the but.
Yes.
So I talked about this with friends, and they said that's my ego and personality getting in the way, and maybe I shouldn't teach till I've resolved this, which seems like I should keep teaching and resolve it.
Right.
Rather than stop.
Right.
So part of me is like buying into, well, maybe I shouldn't be teaching because my personality is getting in the way, and the other part of me is thinking my personality is getting in the way so I can learn how to do this.
Well, yeah, your personality is fine. This is part of a karmic journey about learning about ego and learning about the responses of other people when it comes to your ego. You know, there is something that some people encounter, which is being told that their egos aren't quite right, that there's mm-hmm. something wrong with them. They're either too big or something like this. And this comes to a person because this person is learning about doubting the self, is learning about trusting the self. But it also is true that one of the worst things that you can do in a Judeo-Christian culture, as you have been exposed to, even if you were not raised in a religion, this patriarchal culture that Western Earth cultures subscribe to, the worst thing that you can do is to be selfish and self-serving. And people who are in that situation are called arrogant or selfish, something like this. So this is one of the things that you are dealing with. Now, I want you to understand that there's a dual purpose anytime somebody speaks to you about you. The person says, yes, your ego is getting in the way, and perhaps you should stop teaching. So one purpose is, shows you your doubt. And the other purpose is, your doubt happens to reflect this other person's issue with ego.
Mm.
So it is a dual thing. So what I'd like you to do is, in your mind, thank the person for showing you this thing about you that it is appropriate for you to view and look at in with some perspective, and also have compassion for that person for attempting to help you understand how he or she sees himself or herself. To say, yes, I understand that you are showing me this about yourself as well, and I can accept that. And because Denise, it will not come to you if it does not reflect something about you, but mm-hmm. what they say is not always entirely meaningful about you. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, this I will share with you if you are interested in this. Or is astrology something that you explore? Is that something that you do?
Yes.
Yes. So this is this has to do with the archetype of Lucifer. And you should hereby officially drop all of the Christian mythos about Lucifer. And you can contact Seth later for resources about understanding more about this archetype outside the fear that the collective has assigned to it. Because this is, the solution, I will give you the shortcut. The solution is, the mind says, perhaps I should not do this, I'm doubting, perhaps I'm doing this for the wrong reasons. And the solution is to check in with the heart. What is the heart about? What is the motivation? And when you are coming from your heart, and this is what I'm inviting you to do regarding this teaching and these responses you have received, go back and look at where your motivation has been. And if it is from your heart, fully commit to what is coming from your heart. If it is about mind, and I like teaching because I like the feeling or something like this. But this is not it. It's about service for you. It's about sharing for you what it is you have seen and articulating for people, things that may support them and be of service to them. So where you find this motivation in your heart, commit to it. And understand that the mind is actually an incredibly wonderful tool when it doubts. So come back to your heart. What is in my heart? What was in my heart? What do I wish to carry forward in my heart? And this is the solution to this kind of issue. Because you can, for your reasons that have to do with your karma, which is to say beliefs about experiences in many lives, you can actually surround yourself with people who doubt what you're doing. But you can be fully committed through your heart to doing it.
Mm.
And of course, being a human, you hear what other people say. Being a social being, you listen. So for you in this boundaries situation, let me just carry this a little further. I feel it will be useful to others as well. In this boundaries situation, you are saying, I choose to offer these teachings because this is what is in my heart to do. And then in this interim phase where you draw people who doubt you, you say, right, there are parts of me that doubt, I'm drawing people who doubt, etc. But you stay committed to what is in your heart. And you shift the people you draw because you are no longer doubting what is in your heart. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Thank you. As it has been, it seems these people are crossing the boundary. You say, I'm the teacher, this is what I'm teaching. They come in, they pay you to teach you, or to teach them, and then they doubt you. And that is, so to speak, messing with the teacher's boundaries. So it is simply a reflection that you are ready to see all the doubts that parts of you have, that you should be doing this. But if you are clear that you should be, then you should be, and that is that. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Jehudi.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Are there other questions about this issue of boundaries from anybody else on the call today?
Hi. Lynn here.
Yes, Lynn.
I've been feeling quite overwhelmed with life lately.
Okay.
And feel like I have to do everything all by myself. Like, unless I nag my kids, they don't help, or,
yes,
you know, ask other people, you know, I just end up doing everything myself.
Okay.
Now, yeah, so let's just start there.
Well, so what is the, why do you think this happens?
Part of it is I don't speak up enough and tell them.
Okay.
But so I guess I expect that if I say one week, okay, this is what we're going to do. You're going to clean up after dinner this night, and the other child will clean up the other night. So they do it that week, and then they stop. So I feel like I'm constantly having to nag at them.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a nag. I don't like the confrontation.
Okay.
I don't like getting angry at them and...
Why do you think they stop?
Because I don't nag them.
Because you don't nag them. And then we say, what would happen if you did nag them? Then you would be angry. You would feel like you are... Insert the blanks, please.
Yeah, I'd feel angry, probably.
Yes.
So, and I, throughout my whole life, I've never liked nagging people.
Uh-huh. Well, so what I want to put your attention on is that word and all that comes with it. Because to be in communication on a regular basis about your needs and desires and the expectations you have within your relationships is not automatically nagging.
Okay, I guess there's a belief there is nagging.
Yes, the belief is that if you do it, it is nagging. Well, the fact is that people who are in relationship together, particularly people in families who live in the same home, particularly people in different generations, meaning parents and children who live together,
okay,
the fact is that communication must be kept up over time. There's a lot going on in their lives and your life.
Right.
They are learning from you about how to be people. And so there is something important about consistent communication. So I invite you to expect them to be willing to check in with you on a periodic basis so that everybody can work together. Expect that.
Expect that, all right.
Choose that. Make yourself available. I am available to alter this dynamic so that, et cetera, we can stay in communication. And as this happens, perhaps you will meet resistance from them. And this is the interim period I mentioned, where you say, oh, I'm a powerful divine creator, and this is my divine will. And then these other beings, these other people, resist you. And in that case, understand you are manifesting around you the doubt that you have the right to be assertive in this way, and to be proactive, and to keep the lines of communication open. So again, this is actually something in common with the question and answer for Denise, question from and answer for Denise. What is in your heart? Because is your mind saying, if I do this, it is nagging, right? And we can trace that back to particular beliefs that you have been conditioned by in this life and others. But we almost don't need to know what happened. It is enough to invite you to draw a line now and change your mind about what it means that you speak up. It does not have to be nagging. So I wish for you to sort of rephrase that in your mind. And to do one of these conscious affirmative statements of what you are available for. And I am familiar with your journey. We have spoken recently several times. And so I wish to reaffirm for you that you have the right to speak up and be heard. And so you have to affirm this for yourself to get the parts of you that are afraid of being a nag to heal. And does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You can go through all kinds of relationships in your history and see where somebody else was holding space, saying in their heart or in their mind, but you can sense it, oh, if she does that, it's a nag. She's being a nag. And you can just sort of rewrite that history and understand that all these people are holding space for you to see this fear within yourself.
Okay.
Good.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there other questions today?
Do I press the star 6 again?
Yes, please. Thank you. Okay. So we'll go a few more minutes. We'll wrap up this topic of boundaries. I repeat to you that everything that you have experienced reflects the energetic commands that you are issuing. The state of human consciousness at this time involves invitations to evolve by stepping into more conscious awareness of the self as an energetic being. As I have said today, as a divine being creating his or her experience. So we are talking about a paradigm shift of why things happen. Go through the home play that I outlined for you earlier. Become willing to take responsibility for your creation. And you will change how this situation works in your life now. That is what I have to share with you today. I'll give you one more chance to ask any questions, and one of the ladies who has already asked a question can ask a second or a deeper one. That is fine. But we'll go just a couple more minutes before we wrap it up. And if there are no more questions, then I will recede, so to speak, and the channel staff will come back to speak to you for a moment. Okay. Thank you for calling in today. Okay, so this is Tom, or Seth, and yeah, this perspective is so interesting because, to me, because we have, for as long as there have been humans, we've been disempowered because we perceive the world as acting upon us. So I found this balance teaching to be incredibly useful. And yeah, it does require a lot of homework or home play. And yet, each person can change how this works to the point where somebody is standing in front of you about to do the thing that has always bothered you. And you say, that's right, there's a part of me that's kind of expecting this, but this doesn't have to be what I experience because I'm available for this other thing. I'm available for the flip side, for the other side of the coin, for the thing that works for me. You will have more peace. Another reason why I do these calls is so that you can get a taste of all these lessons, you know, which are all about evolving into more conscious awareness of who we actually are. And this whole perspective on divine creator, powerful being, divine intelligence, a portion of all that is, very critical for us now. Very, very critical for us now in all arenas of life. So thank you for calling in today. And I will be doing these calls more or less on a monthly basis. And if you happen to be in Tucson, I will be doing them about monthly here as well. And I'm also, if you're on the west coast of the U.S., I'll be going up and down during July doing channeling events, bringing Jehudi through for people in person so they can have a chance to adjust to that frequency and to hear these teachings. And you can check my site over the next few weeks for dates. Right now the cities are Los Angeles, San Rafael and San Francisco, Eugene, Portland, Ashland, Oregon, and Yakima, Washington. So keep in touch or join my mailing list if you want to know about those dates. Okay, so that's the end of our call. Thanks for calling in. If you want the recording of this, shoot me an email in the next day or two, and I will send it to you once it's edited. Okay, bye-bye.